She's Ashley McBride. That's a little dive bar in Dahlonega. It's the 5 o'clock free ride on 98.1 KJUG. It's Pepper Daniels with you here. And Jug Country, you know, I'm smitten. I've got Ashley on the line hanging out with us here, calling in from, she's up in Salt Lake City tonight. And I can't thank you enough, Ashley, taking the time, checking in with us. And we just want to talk about the record and say congrats on all the success so far. How you feeling? How you living tonight?
Good. Everything's good. This is our first time to be out this long without going home ever. You know, we don't go home until like May 1st. So it's an adjustment for the whole band, but we love each other, so we handle it really well.
But you've been on the move for quite some time. I imagine the last, 18 months maybe has been a whirlwind for you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It all has been a whirlwind. That's sometimes it's just really hard to process.
Oh man, the phone's breaking up on us a little bit. Hold on a second. You gotta stay still.
Okay, I'm very still.
Turn to the left, and a little to the right, and up, just to the side. There you go.
Got it. It was my posture that whole time. My mother would be so proud that I fixed it with my posture. But it's selling like crazy, and we're really excited about it. It's just another one of those things that's really hard to process.
Yeah,
we're already excited about record two. You know, constantly talking about songs and trying to figure out what else, you know, is it all written or was there something else that needs to be said? It really is just a whirlwind. It's a wild ride.
And is it a collaboration with a lot of the guys in the band? I know you're in on the songwriting. I know you've worked with some great songwriters. You went to Nashville primarily to be a songwriter at first. You didn't really think maybe that you would take off as a solo artist.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be an artist, but I knew that the chances of that were even slimmer than being a songwriter. So I moved to Nashville specifically to write songs, and it all happened really naturally, and I'm pretty thankful. And the guys, we arrange the songs together, usually in pretty real time. My buddies and I will write a tune. That's exactly what we did with Home Sweet High. We got it written, and we went straight into the studio with nothing but an iPhone or tape and listened to it together and kind of decided what directions to go in at the same time. And so that's literally, we arranged it. So what you hear is we arranged it that afternoon.
Nice, nice. We're talking with Ashley McBride, joining us here live on the 5 o'clock free ride here on 98.1 KJUG. And I was bugging her people. Her and I met in Memphis. We both went through the Memphis St. Jude Children's Research Hospital program basically together, her as an artist, obviously me as the radio guy. But that was pretty amazing. And I've been charting your career and watching everything happen for you. And the album came out just last week, and it's just such a great album, Ashley. I just want to tell you that.
It's Thank you.
So solid from top to bottom. I want to ask you about a few specific songs so we can get a little context. And I'm going to play about four of them here. After we let you go, I'm going to play about four of them here. So I'm going to let everybody know to stick around. And we'll play these songs we're talking about. But we just played a little dive bar, and I didn't know this, but when we talked, that's an actual place. There's an actual. Not only is Dahlonega a town, but there was a dive bar that this was really inspired by.
Yeah, the Crimson Moon Cafe on the town square in Dahlonega, Georgia, and it's all a true story. So you know, people ask, "Is Dahlonega a real town?" And I'm like, yeah, if I was going to invent a fictional town, it would have been much easier to spell.
Yeah, I had to Google it. I was like, I don't know what this is.
Isn't it almost impossible to Google it when you're like, duh.
Duh, duh, Lonnie, duh, yeah.
And even if I were going to make up a fictional town, there's no way I could think up a town that's as cool as Dahlonega, Georgia. It's so friendly and so inviting and so quirky, and it's just a really neat place.
That's awesome. The song American Scandal for me really, really stands out on the album. I'm kind of a history junkie, especially about the 60s. So you're talking about the Kennedys and the Monroes. But in a larger context, that idea of just having a passionate, really passionate love affair, whether it's an affair or whether it's not, just that passion, that song just slays me. Talk about that song.
Thank you. You just nailed it. It is the feeling of how the thrill of having an affair and all the passion that's involved with that. It doesn't have to mean it is an affair. You could have that same feeling in a relationship you've been in for 30 years, but if you don't tell your person that you want it to be that way, then it's going to be really hard to maintain. And I think one of the reasons I love singing it so much is I don't have that, and I know it's out there. And so it just comes from my toes. It comes from my bones to declare, you know, to the universe that that's the kind of love you want.
Very cool. Ashley McBride with us here on the 5 o'clock Free Rider album, Girl Going Nowhere. The title track to this album is so good. And you actually had an algebra teacher who said that the music thing's probably not going to work for you. You should worry about other things.
She did. Her exact words were, that's stupid.
Oh, that's the worst.
That won't happen.
Oh, man.
Most educators would not say that to a child.
I was going
to
say, you never hear that about teachers. You always hear the opposite. I had a great teacher. They were so good to me. They encouraged me to do what I wanted to do. But this one put a chip on your shoulder, didn't it?
Yeah, she put a fire in my rump and a chip on my shoulder. And I would spend the next however many years proving her wrong, not just in music, but in everything I did. So I really do kind of owe her a little bit of a debt of gratitude for for putting that grit in me.
Do you have a relationship with this teacher, or is it long gone?
Absolutely not. She's a bitter old bat, and I hope she's doing great.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about the production of that song, because one of the things I like about the album is the way it's produced. There's big songs that you can belt on that are full production. There's some nice rock anthem, wall of sound kind of stuff. But on this song, Girl Going Nowhere, it's stripped down and it's got a real personal touch to it.
Yeah, in fact, Jay kind of tricked us into getting that exact track that's on the record. At first, he had me and Andrew Sovine play it together. His idea was, I'm going to get the tempo set for it, and we'll see what we've got here. And then he was like, well, let's run it, but let's have the band come in on the very last chorus and see how that sounds. And we did, and he was like, that was kind of cool, let's do it again. So we did it again, and I said, do you have the tempo down yet? And he said, oh, no, we got it two takes ago, it's fine. I just wanted you to relax and do it without thinking about it. So he had tricked us into being the most honest. We just thought we were running through it.
That's nice. That's a wise producer trick then.
It is. That's, I'm going to use it on somebody else someday.
Someday. All right, let's talk about Leroy. The song about Leroy is so real that we all know people and neighborhoods and little communities like this, living next to Leroy. Somebody's stealing cable. I mean, this is the real stuff right here. And how do you, it seems like a conscious effort on your part to make sure what you're doing is super authentic, and that's one of the things that I just love about it.
Absolutely. Leroy is a real person, and it ultimately super negatively affected his health. He wasn't a bad person. He was a good guy that was in a bad way, even if he put himself in that bad way on accident. And we have the opportunity to talk about a lot of joy and a lot about happy things all the time in country music. But there is this other side to being from a rural area, and it's everywhere. I mean, it's in urban areas, too, but where I grew up was a rural area, and nobody wanted to talk about it. And that's kind of, it makes it even scarier the less you talk about it. It doesn't even have to be in a terrible light. I mean, you listen to this song, and you're kind of rooting for Leroy.
Yeah, you want Leroy to do well.
Yeah, you want him to, to do well, and you want the person singing the song to have had a relationship with this cool guy. The fact of the matter is, that addiction is out there, and it's okay to talk about it. You don't have to condemn somebody for having an addiction. It's okay to talk about it in not a lighthearted way, but in just a matter-of-fact way.
I love it. Ashley McBride with us. I'm going to let you get out on this. I read somewhere that you had, it was a quote, I'm going to misquote it, but the concept is just great. You said something to the effect that it's too much effort not to just be real.
Oh, yeah, it would be...
To put on the pretension or to fake it. It's just too much effort.
It is too much effort, and I would be terrible at it if I tried to be something I'm not. You would see right through it, and it would look like disingenuous, and it would look like a costume rather than a career, and I would never want it to be that way.
I love it. Ashley, congratulations on the success of the album, Girl Going Nowhere, highest debut by a solo artist, male or female, in 2018. There's a lot of good music coming out, and people have connected to you, and you got a lot of fans out here in California, and we can't wait to have you come and play for us.
I can't wait to come see you. Thanks for taking time with me today.
It's a pleasure. Have fun up there in Utah, and we will see you soon. Thank you, Ashley.
See you soon. Bye, Heather.
All right, there you go. Check it out. We're going to play all those songs we were talking about. I got a marathon, a little mini marathon feature of Ashley McBride's Girl Going Nowhere album coming up in just a few minutes. did I do okay? I was freaking out. I'm so crazy about this artist. She's got the style, the sound, the substance, the reality, the realness that is, it's present in our mix, but we could use a whole lot more of it, and she brings a lot of it.